愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
在我们最近读经到哥林多后书第八章。
In our recent Bible reading in 2 Corinthians chapter
8. 我们来看哥林多后书的第八章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
从十三节到十四节。
Chapter 8, verses 13 and 14. 13, for I do not mean that others should be ease and you be burdened. 14, but by an equality that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, and their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality.
我们在社会上也有这个均平的道理。
We all strive to achieve equality in society.
但在神的国里面也有均平的道理。
And it is the same in the kingdom of God.
但是动机不一样，结果也不一样。
However, the motivation and the result are different.
比方说，我们看到有一些国家社会福利非常好。
For example, if we see certain countries with a very good social welfare program,
好像北欧的国家可以从摇篮到坟墓。
From the many of the European countries, the benefits cover from cradle to grave.
从怀孕开始一直到离世国家都可以照顾。
From conception until the time you pass away, all your welfares andcoverage is covered by the country.
所以有相当的安全感。
So there is a certain amount of security.
不怕失业，又不怕生病。
There's no fear of unemployment or sickness.
因为社会福利很好。
Because the social benefit and welfare program.
那这样的国家一般税都非常高。
In those countries, often have to pay high taxes.
因为它就是从人的收入来征税，然后把它再分配给大家。
By collecting a high amount of income taxes, and then the funds are distributed through the social benefits.
这是社会的一种均平。
So this is a form of social equality.
这种的均平是一种义务。
And this is the duty of the nation.
你如果要活在这个国家就是需要尽这个责任。
If you choose to live in this country, you must pay your duty by paying taxes.
所以我们在看到有时候报纸在报道，有的人用很多的方法在逃税。
So many people try to evade taxes.
是希望能够来享受社会的好处，但是不需要来分担这样的责任。
They want to enjoy the benefits of this country, of the society, but yet they are unwilling to bear the burden of the cost.
但是圣经里面的这个均平不是这样。
According to the scriptures, the equality is not in that sense.
在十四节说要均平。
Verse 14, it says that it is by an equality.
那什么是均平？
And what does that mean?
这里说你们的富足现在可以补他们的不足，那他们的富足将来可以补你们的不足。
That your abundance may supply their lack, and their abundance may supply your lack.
当然这是指着当时耶路撒冷教会的不足。
And this is talking about the lacking in the church in Jerusalem at the time.
哥林多教会在供给的事情上来。帮助他们。
And the church in Corinth was able to help by providing financial support.
那这是一种均平。
And in doing so, they can achieve equality.
因为在保罗写信的那个时代哥林多当然在耶路撒冷教会有不足。
When Paul wrote the letter, at the time, people in Jerusalem were quite poor.
那在主里面是一家人。
But in the Lord, we are one family.
所以比较富足的应该要帮助他们。
So those who are well-to-do should help those who are in lacking.
但是这种的物质上的富足不一定是永远的。
But these type of material wealth is not everlasting.
有时候是一个机会。
Sometimes it is just a matter of opportunity.
有时候是一段时间。
Sometimes it lasts only for a period of time.
有时候是一个世代。
Sometimes for one generation only.
我们这个世代可能很富足，到我们下一代可能就不是这样。
We may be wealthy in our generation, but our next generation may not have it.
那我们这个世代富足，我们就来帮补那一些缺乏的人。
In our generation, if we are well-to-do, then we should try to help those who are less well-to-do.
那有一天呢，如果我们遇到缺乏
，And one day when we encounter difficulties,
那神也会感动那一些人来帮助我们的缺乏。
And when we are in times of lacking, God will inspire those who are well-to-do to help us.
这个是圣经的均平。
So this is the equality according to the scripture here.
那这样的话，在主里的就没有一个缺乏。
So that in the Lord, no one will be lacking.
那为什么我们在做这个均平，我在做这个事情，跟社会上不一样。
Why is it that we do this in a different way than this is, how it's carried out in society?
我们看第八章的第九节。
If we read chapter 8, verse 9. Verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty may become rich.
这个我们在做这个均平的道理，最重要是从主耶稣来的。
When we talk about equality, we talk about it from the standpoint of our Lord Jesus.
说我们要知道主的恩典。
We must know His grace.
主的恩典是什么？
What is His grace?
他是富足的。
He was rich.
却为我们成为贫穷。
And for our sake, He became poor.
就是他来到人世间。
Come to the world in the form of flesh.
舍弃天上的荣华宝贵。
He gave up His glorious throne in heaven.
那来到人世间湖里有洞，飞鸟有巢，人子没有放枕头的地方。
He came to the world, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but yet the Son of Man don't have a place to lay his head.
成为贫穷。
He became poor.
那也因为主耶稣来到世间，成全了救恩。
And because he came to fulfill the salvation.
所以我们今天在神的恩典上变成很富足。
So today, under the grace of God, we have become rich.
所以我们对主的爱有很大的亏欠。
So we fall short. We are indebted to the love of Christ.
我们要爱主来回报他。
By loving God, we can repay His love.
那主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus said,
你如果爱我，你就要遵行我的命令。
If you love me, you must obey my commandments.
那主耶稣的命令是什么
？And what are these commandments?
我给你们一条新命令，就是要彼此相爱。
Jesus says, I give you a new commandment that is for you to love one another.
所以我们在做这个均平是因为我们从神领受恩典，然后要回报神的恩典。
So when we talk about equality, we must learn to repay the love of God, and in that sense, we can become equals.
所以我们是先得到，那均平是一种回报。
So we first receive, and to achieve equality, we must repay.
因此这个心态不是纳税，这是心态是感恩。
So this is not a mentality of paying taxes, but rather a mentality of giving thanks.
那如果我们这样去做，会有什么生活上有什么不同？
And so what difference would it make in our lives if we do so?
我们来看哥林多后书第九章。
Let's turn to chapter 9 of First, Second Corinthians.
第十节
Chapter 9, verse 10.
到十一节
Verses 10 and 11. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Verse 11. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality which causes thanksgiving through us, to God.Also verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for all good work.
除了感恩之外，如果我们真的去做均平的道理，我们会从神得到更大的恩惠。
If we think about equality, in repaying God, we can receive an abundance of grace.
那使你们常常充足。
So that we can be enriched in all things.
所以不会因为我们去做均平，那我们就变贫穷，不会这样。
Not because that we strive for equality, and as a result, we become poor.
因为神在天下人间设下一个定理。
Because God has set up a law.
就是第六节。
That is in verse 6.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这是真的，因为这是神的定理。
The law of God is in verse 6, that if he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
所以如果我们希望从地里收很多，你就要种多一点。
So if we wish to reap much, we must sow much.
那如果种少一点，收的就少。
If we sow less, then we will reap less.
那我们有这个均平的道理，看到需要的人，神给我们恩典，我们就跟他分享。
So if we see those who are in need, and we help them, and we share with them.
那这个分享就是一种种。
And in sharing, we have sowed the seed.
这是会感动神。
And it will move God.
那一出去，神感动，神给我们更多。
And when God is touched, God will bless us with even more.
所以信仰会有很多很好的体验。
So in our life of faith, we'll have many good experiences.
那当人有这样的体验的时候，我们就很乐意的愿意去帮助别人，去跟人分享神的恩典。
And when we have this type of experiences, we'll be even more willing to help.
所以均平让我们生活有体验，对神的恩典有体验。
So in seeking equality, we can experience God.
如果我们觉得信主很久都没有体会到什么恩典。
If we feel that we have believed in the Lord for a long time and have not really experienced God,
我们就试试看。
Then we should try this.
哪一个人需要？
Whoever has the need.
我在哪一方面做得到？
Wherever, whatever I can do.
我来帮助他。
I will try my best to help.
这个就是撒种。
So this is sowing the seed.
那神就会给我们更多。
And God will give us even more.
那这个神给我们更多，有时候是给我们本身，有时候是给我们的下一代。
Sometimes what God gives to us, sometimes it is given to our next generation.
好像圣经里面记载有一个大卫在被追杀的时候。
For example, when David was being pursued by his enemies.
那个时候他的朋友对他非常好。
One of his friends treated him well.
约拿单对他非常好。
And his friend was Jonathan.
供给他的需要，安慰他，鼓励他。
Provided for his needs and comforted him and helped him all that he can.
那大卫是患难。
And David was in tribulation at the time.
那约拿单他是扫罗的儿子。
Jonathan was a son of the king.
所以他算是很富足。
So he was quite well-to-do.
那约拿单没有落井下石大卫患难，顺便再把他丢一个石头。
And Jonathan did not look down on David in times of his tribulation.
约拿单把握机会那对大卫非常好。
But instead, he treated him well.
那这个就是约拿单的耕种，他的种。
So this is how Jonathan sowed the seed.
后来他儿子就收到了这个他所耕种的结果。
And later on, his son reaped the benefits of the seed that he had sown.
我们看撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第九章。
Chapter 9.
撒母耳记下第九章。
Verse 3, chapter 9, verse 3. Then the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet."
然后我们再看第六节。
Verse 6. Okay. And now when Mephibosheth, there's a son of Jonathan, that the son of Saul had come to David. He fell on his face and prostrated himself. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, "Here is your servant."
那第七节。
Verse 7. And so David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and shall eat bread at my tables continually."
这里大卫对米非波设说, 你不要怕。
And here David said to Mephibosheth, "Do not be afraid.
我要因为你父亲约拿单的缘故,
I will show kindness to you for your father's sake.
然后将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归给你。
And restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather.
那你不是这样哦, 你还常常和我一起吃饭。
And also, you shall eat bread at my table always.
那第八节这个米非波设就觉得非常不配。
And Mephibosheth thought that he was unworthy.
说我像一死狗一样，这那名尊这么大，主这么王这么大的恩眷我呢？
He said, "How can you look upon me with such kindness? I'm just like a dead dog."
为什么？
Why?
因为他的爸爸真的是怜悯人。
It was because of his father's sake.
那现在他缺乏了，神就感动大卫对他好。
In his lacking, God inspired David to restore him.
所以这个军评，有时候我们可以收获，有时候是我们下一代收获。
So equality, sometimes we reap in our generation, sometimes it is in our next generation.
那一定会收获。
We shall be able to reap.
因为这是神的话，神的定理。
Because this is the law established by God.
所以军评可以让我体验多。
So we can experience equality in the house of God.
那君品能够让我们感谢多。
Because of equality, we can give thanks.
有时候我们越施舍，我们从神领受越多，我们的感恩越多。
The more that we give, the more we are blessed by God, and as a result, we can learn to give thanks even more.
一个井水，如果水不把它拿出来。
In the water in the well, if we don't pump it out,
那井水永远在那里，十年都一样。
And the water level will remain the same for 10 years.
这个井水水都把它拿出来。
But if you draw the water out of the well,
看起来已经到底了。
It seems that the water has been empty.
第二天早上去看, 它又满了。
But if you go there the next day, you'll realize that there's new water in the well.
一时好像没有了, 到最后又满了。
For a period of time, it may seem as though the water has been exhausted.
因为它旁边有很多的泉水。
And because there is other water table around it.
那个泉水就是神的恩典。
The springs of water, it is the grace of God.
所以我们跟别人分享神给我们，好像我没有了。
So if we are willing to share the grace of God, it may appear that we may have nothing.
那神就用想不出，我们有时候用我们想不出来的方法，就把我们补足。
God will replenish us and restore us in ways that we cannot imagine.
那这样我们就满心的感谢。
And our hearts are full of thanks.
神是活的。
Because God is living.
神知道我在做什么。
God knows what I did.
神纪念我在做什么。
God remember what I did.
神报赏我在做什么。
And God repay what I did.
那我们就非常的感谢神。
And as a result, we can learn to give thanks even more.
我们看哥林多后书第九章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章十一节.
Chapter 9, verse 11. Verse 11, "While you are enriched in everything for all liberality which causes thanksgiving through us to God."
这里说，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们感谢归于神。因为是保罗告诉他们。
Paul told the Corinthian church about the need of the church in Jerusalem.
要代替他们把这些带到耶路撒冷去。
To bring the funds to the church.
所以借着我们感谢归于神。
So through us, thanksgiving may be given to God.
然后我们再看13节。
Verse 13. Here it says that while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men.
这个地方说，便将荣耀归给神。
Here it says that we can bring glory to God.
感谢，我们人如果会感谢，我们心里就会很喜乐。
If we can learn to give thanks, then our hearts will be thankful.
那这样做，连那个外邦人看了就会觉得神很荣耀。
Then even the unbelievers, when they see it, they can give glory to God.
比方说有一个慕道朋友。
For example, if we have a true seeker,
他去医院手术。
And he is going through surgery.
开心手术。
And open heart surgery.
因为感染。
And because of an infection,
在加护病房大概住了一个多月。
He stayed in the ICU for about a month.
那这个心没有缝起来，是用拉链的哦，他常常可以换药。
And the wound was not closed, but rather using a zipper-like device, so that the new medication can be given.
那我们教会的信徒都下班就到医院去看他，为他祷告。
So some of our church members would go to the hospital to visit him and to pray for him.
这个就是均平。
So this is equality.
因为他们平安了。
Because they experience peace.
而且有这个爱心了，就去关心他，为他祷告。
They have the love to care, to show care and concern for this person.
那护士就问这个病人啊，都是那些人是谁啊？
So the nurse asked the patient, who are those people?
那个病人跟他讲啊，就是我去慕道的教会。
And the patient says that that is the church that I am, that I went to seek the truth.
那个护士说，我也加入教会，我从来没有看过教会是这样。
And the nurse says that I also go to church. I never seen a church like this.
后来这个弟兄好了，那个护士也跑到我们教会来慕道。
Later, the brother was healed, and the nurse also came to our church.
就是神得到荣耀。
So in doing so, God was glorified.
因为大家有爱心，愿意付出，愿意去用神给我们去帮助人。大家看了，这个社会上很难见呐。这个就是神的荣耀。
And because church members have love and is willing to give their time and effort, and it is something that is rarely seen in society.
还有，我们看哥林多后书第九章。
And if we also turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9,
14节
verse 14, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you.
他们因为神是极大的恩，恩是显在你们心里，就切切想念你们。这里地方啊，在讲当我们跟别人分享神的恩典。
Here says that if we are willing to share the grace of God with other people,
那得到恩典的人他会很感动。
And those who receive the grace will be deeply touched.
当人在非常口渴的时候，你给他一点水，只有一点而已，他一生不会忘记。
For those who are thirsty, if we give them a drop of water, they will never forget.
当人在最需要的时候，你就给他一点点帮助。
A person in a time of desperate need, if we are able to help them,
他一生会想念这件事情。
They will remember you all their life.
那我们坐在别人身上，别人会想念；那别人坐在我们身上，我们会想念。
And others will remember us, and we must also remember the good that others have done for us.
这个就是主的爱在我们当中。
And it is because the love of God that is among us.
所以无形中，这个信徒之间就有一种属灵的一种绑在一起的力量。
So invisibly, there is.We are bound together by this love and grace of God.
不然大家聚完会全部都走了，你家的事、我家的事，全部都不相干。
Otherwise, after service, everybody just go home and everybody just mind their own business.
谁也不会想念谁。
And nobody really long for anyone else.
看起来一堆人，但是好像一盘沙，里面都没有关系。
There seems to be a lot of people, but yet we are just like specks of dust.
因为没有爱就没有关系。
Without love, there is no care or concern.
没有爱，我们就不会帮忙别人。
Without love, we will not be able to help others.
我们只顾我们自己。
We care only about ourselves.
没有爱，别人也不会帮助我。
Without love, others will not help us.
大家都很忙啊，他就顾他自己。
Everybody is so busy, they only care about their own matter.
那大家都以自己为中心，就没有关系了。
And if every one of us is self-centered and caring about themselves, then we cannot build up this relationship.
所以教会这种均平会让大家在神的爱里面更加的绑在，成为一个家庭，一个身体。
So equality in church allow us to be bound together as one family in Christ.
那下面说想念你们，为你们祈祷。
And to think about you and to pray for you.
所以有时候我们得到神的恩典，你不晓得怎么回报啊。
Sometimes if we receive the grace of God, we don't know how to repay the grace of God.
不晓得怎么回报，就祷告神啊，神啊，求你纪念他。
And the easiest way is to pray to God to remember their love.
他的爱心记在生命册上。
Their love is recorded in the book of life.
所以如果我们在生活中来做捐贫，出于基督的爱感动我们。
So in our lifetime, in our daily life, if we can learn to achieve equality,
我们就会体验多。
Then we can, then in our life of faith, we'll have many experiences.
对神的感谢多。
We will learn to give thanks.
神的荣耀会多。
Then the glory of God will increase.
弟兄姊妹，这种爱的思念会多。
Then the loving, then the love and the longing between brothers and sisters will increase.
真的是太宝贵了。
So this is indeed precious.
那这个均贫除了说在物质上，那还有没有其他的事情？
And besides the, in the material equality, are there other types?
有时候教会跟教会之间也要均平。
Sometimes between churches, there must also be equality.
我们看罗马书的十五章。
Let's turn to Romans 15.
罗马书的十五章。
Romans 15.
二十五节到二十七节。
Verses 25 to 27. 25, but now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints. 26, for if it please those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. 27, it pleased them indeed, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things.
这里讲马其顿亚该亚的人来乐意凑出钱来给耶路撒冷众圣徒。
We talked about the members in Macedonia and Achaia wanting to make contributions to the poor in Jerusalem.
那二十七节怎么解释呢？
And what does it say in verse 27?
固然是他们乐意的，但是也算他们欠债。
Even though they do it willingly, but yet they consider it their debt.
为什么？
What is
因为从耶路撒冷，他们派人到外邦的地方去传福音。
For the ministers in Jerusalem send workers to the Gentile land.
那要派人到外邦传福音，第一个要用钱呐。
And to send people there, they need money.
第二个要人力。
They need time and human resource.
第三个要祷告的资源。
They need prayer to support.
就是下了功夫了。
And so they need a great deal of time and effort.
所以福音才传到外邦嘛。
And so the gospel was preached to the Gentiles.
那现在外邦就有这个责任要来供给耶路撒冷教会的需要。
And now, so these Gentiles, they feel that they have an obligation to provide for the needs of Jerusalem church.
所以这里说，在属灵上得到好处有份就要把养生之物供给他们，他们就是耶路撒冷教会。
And they have been enriched spiritually, so they feel that they have the need and the duty to provide to the church in Jerusalem materially.
有一个教会要买会堂。
There was a church purchasing a chapel.
因为数目很大，大概超过快两百万。
And the sum was over $2 million.
那另外一个附近的一个教会
，and there was a neighboring church，
就把他所有要买会堂的钱全部都借给他们，而且不要利息。
And they allow they loan to this church all that they have prepared for their construction fund to this church without interest。
这是主里的一种爱。
So this is the love in Christ.
所以这个教会就很快就买到会堂。
So very quickly, the church was able to purchase the chapel.
那以后那一个教会要买会堂。
And later on, this other church was about to purchase their own chapel.
比较大的教会就大量的支援他。
Then this larger church provided a great deal of financial support.
所以连教会跟教会之间也有感情。
So between these two churches, there is a very good relationship that was built up.
因为在主里面都是一家人。
Because in Christ Jesus, we are one family.
所以这个教会我们财力够，别人不够，我们一定要帮忙。
So the churches that have a financial need, we should try to help.
因为这是均平。
Because this is equality.
啊，那我们再回来看哥林多后书。
So if we turn back to 2 Corinthians,
啊，第八章。
Chapter 8.Verse 12, for if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have.
这里说不是人有愿做的心就蒙悦纳。
So if there is a willing mind, it is accepted.
所以最重要是心我们愿意这样就是神悦纳。
So what God wants is a willing heart.
那是照我们所有，不是照我们所没有的。
According to what we have, not according to what we do not have.
对，这是没有压力的。
So there is no pressure.
神不会叫我们做我们没有的。
God will not ask us to offer what we don't have.
因为有没有都是神给的。
Whether or not, because all that we have is given by God.
神不会叫我们做他没有给我们。
God will not tell us to give the things that we do not have.
所以这个是没有压力的。
So we should not feel pressure.
那甘心乐意就会有赏赐。
And if we offer willingly, we shall be blessed.
第九章的第七节。
That's recorded in chapter 9, verse 7. Okay. So let each one give as he proposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves cheerful giver.
所以这是一个很喜乐的，不是一种很勉强。
So it is something that we do cheerfully and joyfully, not out of, not grudgingly.
那除了这个之外。
So apart from this,
我们看罗马书的十五章。
Let's turn to Romans 15.
罗马书的十五章。
Romans 15.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, we then who are strong are to bear bear with scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Verse 2.Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification.
这个地方说我们不要求自己的喜悦。
Here it says that we please not only ourselves.
那如果我们能够做到这一点。
So if we can do according to this.
那我们就能够帮助邻舍叫他喜悦。
Then we can please our neighbors.
怎么帮助邻舍叫他喜悦呢
？And how can we please our neighbor for his good？
第一节
，in verse one，
坚固的人要担当不坚固人的软弱。
Those who are strong are to bear those who are weak。
当一个人软弱，就会变成一个担子。
Those who are weak, they become a burden。
比方说，我们跟一个人走在一起。
For example, if we walk next to someone，
忽然间他走不动了。
And suddenly, this person cannot walk.
而他走不动，他你就变成要把他撑起来。
So you must help to support him.
那这个就是担子。
And so, this is a burden.
那这个也是均平。
So this is also equality.
因为天国路上上下下没有一个人说很少，不是没有，说从信主开始就一直到离世都是灵性非常好。
Heavenly journey, it is a difficult journey. It is hard to maintain a high level of spirituality throughout.
有时候我们很好，有时候掉下来。
Sometimes we may be very high, sometimes we may be at the low points.
有时候是青年很好，到中年掉下来。
Sometimes when you are young, we have good faith, but yet at old age, we may fall.
刚好有一个人，他很靠近我们，就不求自己的益处，把我们撑起来。
But if, thank God, if there is someone who is close to us, willing to help us in times of our weakness, then we can stand up again. So this is equality. Later on, maybe when we are old,
如果看我们过去那个常常为我们祷告在鼓励我们，现在他掉下去了，我们没有说我不管你，我们一定有一个责任。
When we see the one who helped us before, when they fall in faith, we will not just not care about them.
就常常去看他做朋友也好啊。
We will try to visit them and even be friends.
为他祷告。
To pray for them.
讲很多见证鼓励他。
And use testimonies to encourage them.
在神的怜悯之下，过段时间他又站起来。
So by the grace of God, perhaps he will be revived and restored.
两个比一个好。
Two are better than one.
但是总是两个人要有均平的心才会比一个好。
But the two, both of them must have this mentality of maintaining equality.
如果两个人都是求自己的益处，两个在一起也没有用。
If the two persons seek only about their own benefits, then there's no benefit at all.
但两个在一起都有均平的心，就能够互相帮助。
But if the two both have the heart of equality, then they can learn to help one another.
我们信仰就会有无相通，就会很多体验。
Then in our faith, we'll have many experiences.
那有时候，我们也听过人，一些家人很难信主。
Sometimes some of our family members, it is hard for them to come to believe.
人就带他去访问教会。
So we bring them to visit churches.
那在教会里，在不同的教会得到很大爱心的招待。
In different churches, they receive great hospitality.
很感动，回家就受洗了。
And they were deeply touched, and when they went home, they were baptized.
这样见证是有的。
And there are many testimonies like this.
就是被其他教会的爱心感动。
They're moved by the love of the churches.
那这个均平就是，那下一次有人来访问我们教会。
So next time when someone comes to visit our church,
我们也要用爱心来对待他们。
We must also treat them with love.
可能这里面有一些是，当我们爱心对待他的时候，受感动，他回去就大发热心。
And some perhaps because of our love, touch them so that when they go home, they will become baptized.
所以圣经里面也有讲均平。
So the equality, as recorded in the scriptures,
它是出于神的爱。
It is out of God's love.
它会让我们信仰活泼。
It will allow our faith to become even more active.
会让神得到荣耀。
It will give glory to God.
这是值得我们来做的。
This is something that we must all strive to do.
唱诗。162首。
162。
大概还有两个月时间要灵布道会。
In 2 months, we'll have our spiritual convocation.
我们现在一起为灵布道会来祷告。
We need to continue to pray for our convocation.
也为一些慕道朋友祷告。
Also pray for our true seekers.
求主带领他们。
May the Lord guide them.
一起祈祷。
Let's only down and pray.
奉主。